Assistant Professor Natalia Toprikova was invited to design an undergraduate course that would teach students the basics of science, how to interpret studies, how to develop a hypothesis and test it. What better way, she thought, than to study the subject of sleep? It was not her decision to schedule that class at 8 a.m.
I came to the class first day. I say, okay, I know that you cannot function at this time. And by the end of semester, you will know why.
The students discovered that people naturally fall into different groups. Here, for example, is biochemistry major Austin Walker.
We took chronotype questionnaires to determine what our chronotypes were, and I found I was a morning lark.
Not so for Elliot Amadian, a freshman who plans to major in neuroscience and math.
I'm almost so much of a night owl that it's an early morning person.
19 students were divided into four groups, told to come up with ways that night owls might cope with early morning classes. The one thing they agreed on was the need for light.
You will feel better even if you're not a morning person. Bright light, it will wake you up.
Professor Toprikova admitted she was surprised by the simplicity of that solution and others.
And you know, I'm guilty when you teach us and you have PowerPoint and it's so nice to dim the room to see the screen, but there's a big price attached to this, especially for students with early chronotype. Open the windows. Don't wear sunglasses in the morning. Eat your breakfast. Grandma was right about that.
Then she assigned students to make recommendations for long-distance travelers to avoid jet lag. Freshman Diana Banks says groups did the research and came up with many suggestions.
Drugs like melatonin or doing kind of natural remedies with light. Some people said caffeine. Other people said try adjusting your schedule gradually up until the day of departure.
They also advised scheduling your flight to assure good sleep en route or on arrival, to which their professor said, amen.
11 a.m. of your local time is a time when it's impossible to fall asleep. If you fell asleep, by the way, at 11 a.m., you're seriously sleep deprived. Or 7 p.m. This is the time points when sleep is really, really hard for most of the people.
Students investigated genetic links to at least one sleep disorder, and they were taught that it really is important to get enough sleep each night. Alas, their teacher says they had a whole different attitude.
I can beat the sleep. I don't need a sleep. I only need an hour of sleep.
So she tried offering extra credit for anyone who, using an app on their phone, could prove they'd actually slept 8 hours a night. Not one qualified. But they shared their findings on many sleep-related subjects with other students, faculty members, and administrators. I'm Sandy Houseman.